Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. If you look south, 5 hours away to the city of San Francisco, there's a five-way race for mayor where the issues discussed and the solutions provided can teach you and I that some cures only make the disease worse. Now, it's way bigger than Eureka, but oddly enough, the voters are angry about the same issues, criminal drug addicts roaming the streets, and the crime that comes with it. What's striking about this San Francisco mayor's race is that all the candidates are arguing for the same solutions with very little difference among them. I invite you to watch their debates. San Francisco has at least one street lined with homeless tents. It has plenty of health care options, clinics, and outreach. This city has spent more money on these problems than Eureka could ever hope to. Over $240 million, according to the San Francisco Chronicle. All that money spent, and the result is more homeless money spent, and statistically, nothing but negative results. Let's get back to the San Francisco mayor's race. Here are five candidates that are all eloquent and comfortable with speaking publicly, and despite having an unlimited budget, these five candidates are unable to find solutions for reducing the number of homeless. It just goes to show that throwing more money at something doesn't always solve the problem. Last month, I shared this observation with the Eureka City Council during the public comment period. You get 3 minutes to share your thoughts, and the mayor and council members, they have to make a decision. Do they listen to you, or do they stare at their smartphones while you speak? This time, I was lucky enough to have the attention of all five members. I pointed out that Eureka needs to make it clear that our fate must be different than the Bay Area. We must send a strong message that criminal drug addicts are not welcome in Eureka. By enforcing camping laws, by encouraging improvements to blighted areas where drug dealing takes place, and by partnering with good charities while discouraging the poorly run charities, we still have time to turn our city around. But leadership starts at the top. In city council, it works its way down to the city manager, and then the department heads, then the employees. We begin by asserting that Eureka will not suffer the same fate as the rest of the Golden State. Whatever it takes should be our motto. And then with a clear direction, we find innovative ways to complete our goal. Instead of providing leadership, our council has been meeting to talk about regulating the electronic billboards and signage on Broadway, have also been meeting to discuss changing H&I streets into two-lane roads. They are meeting tonight, you know. And do you know what important issue they are set to discuss? Tonight, the Eureka City Council is going to talk about raising fees. Yes, as our visiting tourists are getting an eyeful and many of our shops are closing, the Eureka City Council wants to discuss raising fees. There are real problems in Eureka, and nothing is being done to change them.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.